ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everybody set and ready? You know what? Because if you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Oh, yes. Five categories, 25 questions. Categories tonight are category number one, tattoos. Tattoos. Category number two, British TV. Category number three, fictional towns and villages. Category four, a real high point. And category five, hard times. Tattoos, British TV, fictional towns and villages, a real high point, hard times. You can choose. Who's kicking us off? Josh from Mornington is going to open the batting for us. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are you going?
Not bad. Not bad.
I'll go tattoos.
Tattoos. Okay. Question number one. Have you inked yourself, Josh?
No, I'm not actually. Probably one day, but I know once I get one, I'll never stop. So, fresh for now.
You probably will stop. It's very expensive to keep doing it.
Yeah, I bet.
All righty. Question number one. Tattoos. Originally made of albatross wing bones. Uhi Tamoko are the traditional tattooing chisels of which people?
Oh, I'll say the Maori people.
Correct. The Maori, yes. The Maori people originally used albatross wing bones, but maybe they use more modern gear these days.
There you go. I'll stay with the topic.
All right. Heather from Ipswich says this. The storm's arrived. Lightning's very impressive. I'm in bed watching it. Heavy rain. Robin says, I want to hear from people in the bad weather zone. Robin, if you'd like to call us later, 1-300-800-222. Question number two. We're in tattoos. The untattooed Josh has opened the bowling. Which thriller novel was originally titled Mansom Hata Kvinnor in Swedish, meaning men who hate women?
Oh, God.
I know. Who wrote this question, Josh?
No clue. One of your producers, for sure. Tattoos, novels. I'm just going to have to narrow down. I don't know. Red Dragon?
Not Red Dragon, no. Thanks, Josh. Bye-bye. I think you will kick yourself. In South Australia, Michael from Campbelltown in South Australia, not the other Campbelltowns. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Philip. Yeah, nice to talk to you.
Yeah,
you know when you say, just before it starts, you say, if you're ready, I am. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm ready to talk only.
Oh, okay. Not to answer questions.
I'm known in the family as a chatterbox.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Not Google Box.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we don't mention that. We don't mention that, Michael, no. Talk business, Michael, we don't mind a chatterbox, so it's okay.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's probably part of getting a job, isn't it, in the radio, chatterboxes.
Well, you'd be hard-pressed if you didn't, If you said I'd like to keep to myself, but I'd like a job on the radio, I think, you know, realistically, you should be looking elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't usually mime, no. Anyway.
Question number two, tattoos. Yeah. Which thriller novel was originally titled Mansom Hata Kvinnor in Swedish, meaning men who hate women?
Well, you want to know what the original title was.
Which thriller novel? I want to know the title of the novel.
Oh, God. Of course, you guys, unlike the unlike the commercial networks, you never give clues, you guys.
No.
It's very hard.
This is the ABC, anyway. Michael. Yeah.
not to be confused with anything else.
Not to be confused with anything else, exactly.
No, because it's so easy to find, ABC. You just look at the alphabet. Anyway, yeah, original thriller novel. Well, men hate women. I could say something, but I won't.
No, don't say
that. Sorry, I didn't mean to be silly like this on here. I was very nervous. Anyway, Philip, I haven't got any idea, but I can tell you what. Whoever gets it is a genius.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Just carry on. 1-300-800-222. Hey, Jane from Homebush, correct. Ross from Scoresby, correct. Gary in Perth, no. Principessa from Tenterfield, correct. What about Trevor from Croydon Park? Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Bill. Okay, Michael, the genius, thanks you.
Which thriller novel was originally titled Man som hatar kvinnor in Swedish, meaning men who hate women?
The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Correct, yes. The category was tattoos, and the thriller novel was The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which was a terrific book, if you like thriller novels. Yeah.
Saw the movie. I saw two different versions of the movie.
I didn't see the movie, but I read the first three books. I thought she was such a great character. I can't remember her name anymore, but anyway. Question number three.
Okay, the categories again, please.
Tattoos, British TV, fictional towns and villages, hard times.
Yeah.
A real high point.
Yeah, fictional towns and villages.
Fictional towns and villages. Question number three. Which 90s American TV series was set in the town of Sicily, Alaska?
Northern Exposure.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was set in the town of Northern Exposure. Very good. All right. Fictional towns and villages. We're staying here. Where are we? To find my next question here. I think I found it. Almost Like Being in Love is a famous song from which Lerner and Lowe musical?
Yeah, I think it's Brigadoon.
It is. It's from Brigadoon.
Which is a town that only appears every 100 years.
Through the Mist, exactly. And who better to sing the song than Nat King Cole?
What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
Yes, I'm just trying to see how many of these apartment buildings in Hong Kong are on fire, but I'm counting five. They're all high-rises. There's a whole stack of them. It looks completely tragic. Now, Trevor, question number five. We're in fictional towns and villages.
And continue, please.
Which... my texter says, I thought you were about to say, who better to sing the song than Kim from the choir? Oh, Kim from Manham. Hey, by the way, we've got a great suggestion for Kim next. Kim, if you're listening, we want you to sing the Welsh National Anthem, Land of My Fathers. So bone up, Kim, next time you come on. Question number five, fictional towns and villages. Trevor is up on deck and he's saying, please ask me another question. Which Australian TV series, Trevor, was set in the fictional outback town of Cooper's Crossing?
Mount Thomas. The Flying Doctors?
Correct. Yes, it was. Yeah. It was The Flying Doctors. Nice work. One, two, three, four. Question number six, fictional towns and villages.
Please.
Twin Peaks is located in which U.S. state?
Washington.
Correct. Yes, it's located in Washington. All righty, last one. In fictional towns and villages, which will give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which will give you 6 on the trot, given you had The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. In which 1985 Australian film would you find Bartertown?
Repeat the name of the town, please.
Bartertown.
Oh, yes. Now, it was one of the Mad Maxes. I think it was Beyond Thunderdome.
Correct. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. We don't need another hero. We don't need to know the way home. All we want is left beyond the Thunderdome. So what do we do with our lives? We leave only a mark. Will our story shine like a light? Or is this the dark? Yes. All right, Trevor. Question number 8. You've got 6 on the trot. Nice work. We've got Thank tattoos, you. British TV, hard times. A real high point.
A real high point.
A real high point. All right. Mount Woodroffe is the highest point in which Australian state or territory?
Queensland.
Not Queensland. Not Queensland, Trev. No.
Okay, mate.
Nice work, though. 6 on the trot. Thank you can hardly you. Complain about that. That is very, very good. Chipper on King Island says, when I worked in Israel in the early 90s, Northern Exposure was the only English-speaking show on the whole idiot box. I don't know what to say with that, Chipper. I don't think I've watched much during Northern Exposure. Paul from North Fitzroy, correct. Yes, Mads Good, Adrian Good has got the right answer here. Diana from Woodnilling, yes, that's true about Mad Max, but we wanted to know which exactly which Mad Max. Jane from Mount Gambier, correct. Steve from Hobart, g'day, Steve.
Yo.
Question number 8. We're up to Steve. A real high point.
I'm not allowed to change back to tattoos, am I?
No. Mm-hmm. You can change to wherever you like after you get this one right. A real high point. Mount Woodroffe is the highest point in which Australian state or territory.
Victoria.
Not Victoria. Thanks, Steve. No, not Victoria, not Queensland, not Victoria. Lisbeth Salander was the girl with the dragon tattoo. That's right. Thank you, Michael. Michael from Northcote. Are there 7 books so far in that series? Yeah. Oh, that's right. But the author died, didn't he? And then other authors wrote. Oh, that's right. The last 4 were from 2 other authors. There's a good talk on the latest RN book show about them. Thank you, Michael. Lisbeth Salander, yeah. I read the first 3 of them, Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. They're fantastic. She's a great character. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Question number 8 we're up to. A real high point. Mount Woodroffe is the highest point in?
South Australia.
South Australia is correct, yes. South Australia.
Yeah, last check, didn't you?
Trev from Croydon Park is capable of doing very well. He's a bit like, you know, he's a bit like some Australian cricketers. They are capable of doing very well, Karen. Question number 9, a real high point. That's where we are.
I'll try the hard times thing. I don't like to go to this tonight, but I'll go to the hard times.
Hard times. Which 1988 action film takes place in the Nakatomi Plaza skyscraper?
Oh, God. What, 1980? A movie. Let me think of a movie. I don't follow movies. I have to make something up, I'll say. Hard Game.
No. Not hard. No. Thanks, Karen. Bye bye. See you later. No, that is not correct. Not correct. Okay, we're up to question number 9. Justin from Frankston. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Not bad. We're up to question 9. Hard times. Which 1988 action film takes place in the Nakatomi Plaza skyscraper?
You had to pick one where I was only 1 year old. I wouldn't remember any movies. I was only 1 year old. I'm going to say James Bond and the Golden Gun.
No. Thank you, Justin. Bye-bye. No, not correct. But I think you'll be unsurprised to hear that. Aidan from Brisbane. G'day, Aidan.
G'day, Phil.
Has the storm hit you yet?
Yes, it has. I was about to go to Macca's for a late night snack and my mum said no. So I'm cooped up in my bedroom.
Yeah, well, not surprised. Were you walking to Macca's or riding your bike?
I was gonna drive, but I mean, I would have walked, but yeah, she's probably a bit more responsible than I am.
Yeah. Okay, is there any hail or is it just rain and wind?
Just rain so far, but we've had hail the last couple of times, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I know the answer though.
Tell me the answer. Which 1988 action film takes place in the Nakatomi Plaza skyscraper?
The best Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard.
Die Hard is correct.
This is John.
Nice beer.
He just wants to spend Christmas with the family.
Is Daddy coming home with you?
We'll see what Santa and Mommy can do.
But when he gets stuck at the office party...
Merry Christmas!
It'll be a holiday...
Merry Christmas!
...he'll never forget.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to the party, pal!
This Christmas...
It's a time of miracles, so be of good cheer.
Bruce Willis.
Come to the coast, we get together, have a few laughs.
Alan Rickman.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Die Hard.
This is their idea of Christmas. I got to be here for New Year's.
One of your favourites, obviously, Aidan.
Yeah, probably the only movie before 2010. So there's a lucky one to come up.
Mm. Best Christmas film ever, says my texter. Actually, a lot of people think it is. It's got to be that traditional Christmas movie, Die Hard, says Katrina from Katoomba. Yeah, Jane in Hobart had Die Hard. Slotty and Bundy, yes, Die Hard, the Christmas movie. All righty, question number 10. We're in hard times, if you like. We can stay there.
What are the categories?
A real high point, British TV, or tattoos?
I would stay in the category.
Hard times. Who wrote the 1854 novel Hard Times?
Oh, no. I don't know, Jane Austen.
Not Jane Austen, Aidan, no. Hope you get the Maccas, mate. Which one are you going to pick?
What am I going to pick from Maccas?
Yeah.
I'll probably have an Eminem McFlurry and a large chip, I reckon.
Oh. You could say... That sounds a very good, healthy option, as they say, Aidan. Good choice.
Well, if I wanted healthy, I wouldn't be going to Maccas.
No, that's true. That is fair. That is entirely true. Good on you.
Have a good night.
Touche. Good night. Thank you. 1-300-800-222. What did I think? You were going to get a salad sandwich. Mark from Port Pirie. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, and not bad, Phil. And while you're there, Phil, I've seen my favourite TV show, it turns out, back on Netflix tomorrow night, Stranger Things.
What's it called?
It's called Stranger Things.
Oh, Stranger Things. Yeah.
And yeah, obviously the best TV show ever.
A lot of people
And yeah, about time it's back on. It's going to be the final season.
It is going to be the final season. I heard that, yeah.
And yeah, have you ever watched it?
I have never watched Stranger Things. Mark, no.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
But anyway, and what's the question?
The question is, the category is Hard Times. It's question number 10. Who wrote the 1854 novel Hard Times?
No.
No good.
Don't know, Phil.
Thanks,
no,
Mark.
Don't know.
Enjoy Stranger Things, mate. Thank you. Mick from Glen Iris. G'day, Mick.
G'day, how you doing?
Not bad. Question 10.
That's good.
Hard Times. Hard Times is the category. Who wrote Hard Times?
I think... It was a Charles Dickens.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was Charles Dickens wrote Hard Times. Question number 11. What do you want to do? Stay with Hard Times or you can move to a real high point, tattoos or British TV?
Let's go to British TV.
British TV, question number 11. The first series of the BBC crime drama Vigil is set aboard what type of vessel?
Ooh, Vigil. Never heard of it.
That's going to make it hard.
It is very hard. obviously, it's a current one because, I even got British BritBox TV on at home, but I've never heard of Vigil. Let's go a train just for...
No, not a train, mate. Not a train. Thank you anyway. Bye-bye. No, not a train. Julie from Mount Garnet said, I went to Macca's today. I had an iced coffee large made with ice cream. It was delicious. Ross from Scoresby says you need to binge the last four seasons of Stranger Things. Yeah, a lot of people love it, I know. It's going to be the last final season of Stranger Things because they can't have 30-year-olds playing teenagers anymore. Righto, Trevor from Service Paradise. Hello, Trev.
Yes, I thought you'd come through Trev rather than Trevor. And congrats to Trevor, six in a row.
Yeah, not bad.
The boy is just legendary. He's so quiet, and yet he's got such a good brain.
He's not bad. Question number 11, for the honour of all Trevors. The first series of the BBC crime drama Vigil is set aboard what type of vessel?
Look, it's a guess. Because of the word, I think it's a boat.
Not correct.
Oh.
Not correct. Christopher from Proserpine. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, how are you going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Question number 11. The first series of the BBC crime drama Vigil is set aboard what type of vessel?
I actually believe I've seen this one, and I hope I have. A submarine.
It is a submarine, yes. I'm sorry, Trevor, because it just occurred to me that I think submarine people call submarines boats, but I think if you'd known it was a submarine, you would have said submarine.
When you said no, it wasn't, and I'm like, oh, maybe I haven't seen the first series, but yeah.
Yeah, no. No, it's a submarine, but that's, I mean, us normal landlubbers call submarines submarines, and only sailors call submarines boats, don't they, I think? Question number 12, we're in British TV.
Yeah, we'll stay there.
The BBC police drama Blue Lights is set in a UK city. Which one?
I would have only a guess at this, but, yeah, I'm just going to say, like, London.
Not London. Thanks, Christopher. No, not London. Not London. Someone said, look at the field cam from Caboolture Aero Club, the... Storm is coming, but it's not as grim as it has been over the last couple of days. Okay, well, I'm very glad to hear that. No, the BBC crime drama Vigil is not held on a blimp. It's not correct, but holding a candlelight vigil on a blimp would make for an exciting TV show. Yes, I suppose it would. Annette from Pitt Town says, submarine. Vigil is 10 out of 10 for the first season. Yeah, it was. The first season of it was very good. I only saw the first season, but it was outstanding. Charlie from Mount Druid. G'day, Charlie.
G'day, mate. Good to be with you.
Yeah, likewise. Charlie, you've been all right? You're all right?
Yeah, pretty good. Yourself?
Yeah, no, tip top. In good shape.
So what do you do with yourself since you don't have a bike?
Well, I've got a scooter, Charlie, so I use that to get to the shops.
Yeah, but that'd be a bit of a...
it's not the same as the bike, no, I agree.
Right. It'd be a bit of a...
I don't need any jibes, Charlie.
No, I'm just saying it. The power.
No, exactly. It doesn't have any power, Charlie. It's not. It's like an on-off button, but it doesn't correspond to any power. That's true.
Is that to do with age?
No. It had to do because I cared about the condition of it. It was declining in front of me, and I don't have a garage or capacity to fix it. So
the scooter's all right outside your place?
Yeah. Well, it's slowly rusting away like everything else, Charlie. Like me. Question number 12.
Meant to ask you, how's your deck going?
The deck's done. No, that was a while. Yeah, that was a while. Thank you for asking and remembering,
that's
Charlie.
Right.
But thank you for remembering that. Yes, no, I was only admiring my handiwork today when I was standing out. I was thinking, you know what, it's been down for months and it's not one single board has come up. How about that?
Well, you did a good job then.
Well.
Did you do it all yourself?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I kept asking a relative who is a builder's labourer. Right. No, he's a builder now. I said, any time you've got a spare moment? He said, yep, I'll be right over. Never showed. Never showed.
And he was a relative, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Question number 12.
Casual.
Yeah. Distant relative from now on. Question 12. British TV. The BBC police drama Blue Lights is set in which UK city?
I'm just going to... So, crime... Would it be Liverpool?
Not Liverpool, Charlie, no.
All right, thanks, mate. You have a good night.
See ya. Hannah in Sydney. Hello, Hannah. I just watched Series 3 of Blue Lights. Highly recommended. I've got a crush on one of the characters. On your hand. Should make a model of him. Jackie, that's correct. Yes. David from Beaconsfield. Hello, David.
Yep.
Hello. Question number 12. Hello. We're in British TV. The BBC police drama Blue Lights is set in which UK city?
Belfast.
Correct. It is. It's in Belfast, yes. Jan from Armidale said the second season of Vigil is good too. I've already binged it. There'll be a third. Yeah, okay. Question 13. We're in British TV. Can move to Tattoos or Real High Point or Hard Times. It's up to you.
Oh, I'll stick on this one.
British TV. Question number 13. First broadcast on the 23rd of November 1963. An Unearthly Child is the first episode of which long-running sci-fi series?
I'll just say Doctor Who.
Yes, what else could it be? It has to be Doctor Who. Cue the theme. Oh, yes. Where was it made? In the BBC Radiophonic Workshop or something, was it?
No idea,
but beautiful. It's so distinctive, yeah. Question number 14. We're in British TV. You can stay here if you like or move.
Yeah, stay there.
Brenda Blethyn plays the title detective. Sorry, plays the title Detective Chief Inspector in which British crime drama?
Vera,
correct, yes. Brenda Blethyn, she's marvellous as Vera. Was made for the role. Question 15, David. Yep. The original Doctor Who theme, I'm told, was created in London at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. That's what I said, wasn't it? Yeah. And Australian composer Ron Grainer wrote the melody. There you are. Was produced and arranged by an English musician, but Ron Grainer wrote the melody. Now, David.
Yep.
Question 15. Last one in British TV. Happy with that?
Yep.
Which UK sitcom was set at the Slough branch of the Wernham Hog Paper Company?
The Office.
Correct, yes. The Office. The first series of which was just pure magic. All right.
Make me think I'm a bit of a TV watcher. Which,
yeah, I know. You sound like an absolutely square eyes here, David.
That's what happens when you retire.
You watch more TV, do you?
I do.
Did you have a project to watch more TV?
No. It's just a thing that happens when you've got nothing else to do.
Yeah. I think that's fair enough, though. But I think. You know, one of the things that not annoys me, but doesn't, you know, not that much annoys me, David, but when people who've retired say, oh, I'm so busy, you know, I'm doing all this, I keep thinking, well, why? Why did you retire? And, you know, flopping on the couch and watching TV seems to be a very good response to retirement, David.
Yes.
You watch all these things that you've never had time for before. Question 16. You have to choose somewhere else now.
I've got to choose a thing. So what were they?
Well, a real high point, hard times, or tattoos.
I'll try hard times because I can't even imagine what it'll be about, but let's see.
Hard times. Which chain of restaurants was founded in 1971 by Isaac Tigret and Peter Morton?
I'll say Gomez, whatever it is. Somebody Gomez.
No. No. Sorry, David. Thanks, mate. Back to the telly. Yeah, back to the telly. See ya. 1-300-800-222. There are lines free. Ray in the Bay says, have a listen to Blondie's hit Call Me and then tell me it's not a rip-off from Doctor Who. Is that right? I know that song. Call me. Call me. You reckon? We'll see if we can sample it. I get it. Yeah. Hey, Ray, that's very nice ears, Ray. Nice ears. You're right, that is. That's a rip-off of Doctor Who, isn't it? Gee whiz, how about that? Annie from Broadview in Adelaide. Hello, Annie.
Hello.
Question number 16 we're up to. Which chain of restaurants was founded in 1971 by Isaac Tigret and Peter Morton?
Oh, Wendy's?
Not Wendy's, no. Sorry, Annie, thank you. Not Wendy's. Mary from Hobart, correct. JP says, Phil, I listen to the radio when I've got nothing to do. Well, that's all right too, JP. We like it like that. Ray's been drinking water from the bay again. No, Ray's onto something here. That's a nice set of ears, Ray. Jane from Homebush, correct. Donna from Devonport, correct. Brony from Adelaide, good. Lozzie and Huntley, correct. Mary says, I don't think, Phil, that people are much busy when they retire. They just think they are because everything takes much longer to do. That's probably right. I remember my dear old dad. I said, what are you doing today, Dad? He said, I'm getting a haircut. I said, yeah, but, you know, like, what else are you doing? He said, well, I'm getting a haircut. That's when I begin to see what the pace of life was, and I rejoiced in it. Ian from Mandurah, hello.
Hey, Bill.
Pretty good. Question 16.
Let me a couple of things quickly.
Yes.
Did you know that Die Hard, the great Christmas movie, was Alan Rickman's debut movie?
Was it really?
Yeah. I never realised that. He was like 42 or something. But anyway, the other thing was that Doctor Who theme you played, I grew up in England at about the time they started showing that program, and I used to be terrified of that music and the visuals that they had. And I used to hide behind the couch until the music stopped and then come and watch the program. I have no idea, I'll say Burger King.
Not Burger King. Thanks, Ian. No, it's not Burger King. Print Chapessa from Tenterfield says, Ray heard it, now I can't unhear it. No, you can't. You can't, I know. Nice set of ears though, Ray. My texter says, I don't do anything in the morning and I rest in the afternoon. When you retire, says my texter, you kept busy going to doctors and hospitals and specialists continually. Oh, no. That's no good. Oh, well, good luck for the operation. Good luck. All right. Where are we? Gary from Deception Bay. G'day, Gary.
How you going?
Pretty good. We're up to question number 16 here. We've got 10 left. We're in hard times. Which chain of restaurants was founded in 1971 by Isaac Tigret and Peter Morton?
That would be the Hard Rock Cafe.
Correct. The Hard Rock Cafes, yeah. I don't know whether they're still going, are they? Probably not.
Okay.
At
Deception Bay, we're about to get the storm.
Oh, are you? Okay, yeah. Hasn't
the wind has picked up here now.
Yeah, okay. They're talking wind and rain, but I haven't heard anybody say hail yet, which is...
The heat wave has broken and the wind is now here.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, good luck. Make sure all the doors and windows are closed, Gary.
I have.
Have you packed away the patio furniture?
I don't have a patio.
Okay, that's good. Put the car under cover?
Not really.
Okay. Question 17. Hard times. Are we staying here or not?
Yeah.
Hard times. From the Greek for hard, what name is given to the white outer layer of the eye?
Iris.
No, not the iris. Thanks, Gary. No, not the iris. No. Jai from Condoblin on the road. G'day, Jai.
Hey.
Hey.
G'day. G'day. Hello.
Yeah, g'day. Question number 17. You probably wanted the Hard Rock Cafe, but we've got that. Hard times. We're still in hard times. From the Greek for hard, what name is given to the white outer layer of the eye?
Oh. Okay. I don't know. No, mate. No good.
No worries, Jai. Thank you anyway. Annette from Pitt Town says, it takes me all day to do nothing, and some days I don't get it all done. Rosa down in the corner, that's correct. Maria, that's correct. Pat from The Point, that is correct. John of Coburg says, there's a great mashup of Blondie's Call Me and Doctor Who. It's titled Call the Doctor Interesting. Yeah. Thank you, Walt, for also saying the Doctor Who and Blondie actually is a mashup on YouTube. Ross from Scoresby, no. Another Ross, though, has got the right answer. What about Dave from Sonano? G'day, Dave.
G'day, Phil. How you going?
No, not bad. Up to question 17 here, hard times. From the Greek for hard, what name's given to the white outer layer of the eye?
Oh, outer layer. I think it's the sclera.
It is the sclera, yes. The sclera from the Greek for hard. Question number 18. One left in hard times, otherwise you can move, if you like.
No, hard times sounds good, yep.
Okay, Doug. What was the first Beatles album to only feature original songs?
Well, I'm thinking of the category, I'm going to say Hard Day's Night.
Yes, it has to be Hard Day's Night, doesn't it?
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
Yes, indeed.
What a ripping song, Phil.
What a ripper song, eh? What a ripper. Yep. Someone said it's very hard to imagine that Blondie would have been listening to Doctor Who back in 1980 when Call Me was released. Hey, here's the mashup. It's there, isn't it? Mm-hmm. they've obviously grabbed it. You know what? I'm not too harsh when musicians do this so much because musicians are always borrowing stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, everyone borrows stuff. So Mozart nicked stuff. Everyone does.
Ah, there you go.
Question 19. Well,
if Mozart does it, it's okay.
Well, now that I've tipped him in, I'll probably have to prove it now. But they used to hear rhythm, bits of melody here and there and, add to it. And anyway, question 19. We're up to question 9. Hang on. Oh, we've finished hard times. Good. So 15, 16, 17, 18. We're up to question number 19. But we have only, well, we've got 4 in a real high point and 3 in tattoos, so 7 questions left.
Let's go a real high point.
A real high point. Question number 19. Lycabettus Hill. Lycabettus Hill is the highest point of which European capital?
Let's go Tirana.
No, not Tirana. Thank you very much. No. Grant says men at work got into trouble. And I thought that was ridiculous too. That was just so. What did they get? They got in trouble for the sitting in the old gum tree, didn't they? Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree because of the little flute melody that was in one of their songs. I just thought it was just nuts, all of that. Cheers, Chipper. Chipper says Blondie's in trouble now for millions. Oh, well, I think this is this has been around for a while. Chris from Forest Lodge says the Beatles song All You Need Is Love contains a portion of La Marseillaise at the beginning. The opening bars of the French national anthem are played before the song's main melody begins. That may be right, actually. I'm just thinking about that. Kane says great artists steal and good artists borrow. Yeah. We don't want another Men at Work Spicks and Specks controversy, says my text. No, we do not. I agree. Jane from Mount Gambier, no, that is not correct. Okay. Betty from Dapto. G'day, Betty.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
That's good.
Do you want to listen to this? This is the first part of All You Need Is Love. Yes, well, that's certainly the French national anthem, I would have thought, Bet, isn't it?
Yes, probably is.
Hey, how are you, Bet, anyway?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, how's Fred?
I've got a birthday on Friday.
How's Fred?
Fred's good, yes.
Oh, I thought your birthday was Saturday.
No, Friday.
Oh, okay.
Dave's coming Saturday, but it's Friday. We've got a bit of a birthday celebration Friday.
Great.
And then he's coming Saturday.
Oh, good on you. Boy, that's excellent. Hey, Betty, what number are we turning over on Friday?
94.
Ooh. You're in the nervous 90s, Betty.
I know.
Good on you.
I know.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, I'll get Dave to pack some oil for Fred to bring down to you.
All right, that sounds good.
So what's happening for the party, Bet?
Well, I've got a few friends coming, and we're just having lunch and a birthday cake and nothing very much.
Oh, nice. You're gonna have a bottle of beer, Betty?
No, but I've got a couple of bottles of wine.
Oh, nice.
And a couple of bottles of Lambrusco.
Ooh, nice.
You like Lambrusco?
I don't mind a bit of Lambrusco, yeah.
I don't mind it either. I'm not a drinker, really.
No, well, that's all right. I wouldn't mind if you were, Betty. That's all right.
It's on a good occasion. I don't know how I got this far, but here I am.
I don't. Look, Betty, you know what? You get that far through a combination of clean living and and your parents, I suspect, Betty.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Oh, well, good on you. You should get Dave to. You should give Dave a ride on Fred.
Oh, he'll probably have a ride on Fred. Yeah,
I mean, we'll get a pick. Okay.
Savvy will have a ride too.
All right. Now, Betty. Well, happy birthday for Friday on our behalf, Betty. Good on you.
Thank you.
Question number 19. We're in a real high point. Lycabettus Hill is the highest point of a European capital. Which one?
A European capital. Oh, gosh. Why do you ask me these questions? European. I'm drawing a blank.
No good?
No, I don't think I'm going to come up with it.
Hey, Jeanette says, Betty, you'll be fine because my hubby's nan has just recently passed away at 105.
Gee whiz,
that's a crack.
And our friend is still going well, isn't she?
Who's it?
she's 102.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The Duchess you're talking about, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yes, of course she is. Yeah, she's very much with us. Good on you. Milo in the Blue Mountains says, Phil, speaking of Betty from Dapto, I've got a blue tongue lizard that lives in my yard that I named Betty the Blue Tongue. I feed it bananas every morning and call it Brekkie with Betty.
I've got lots of the skinks, and when you're sitting out on the front veranda, they scurry past you. And I didn't have my slippers on one morning, and one bit me on the toe.
Oh no! Really?
Didn't hurt, but yes.
No.
They're very cheeky. They're like my magpies. They try and take over the place.
Well, Bet, happy birthday for Friday. Good on you. And report back about how it all goes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Betty. See ya. Bye-bye. Betty from Dapto, 94 on Friday. How about that? Corbin's in Perth. G'day, Corbin.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Not bad. We're up to question 19. Leica Bettis Hill is the highest point of which European capital?
I'm spitballing. So I'm going to guess it sounds Greekish. So Athens?
Athens is correct. Yes, it is. It's in Athens. Nice. Question number 20. We're in a real high point.
Yeah, let's stick with it.
Between 2009 and 2016, Antigua and Barbuda's highest point was named after a US president. Which one?
Again, spitballing Lincoln.
Not Lincoln. Thanks, Corbin. No, not Lincoln. 1-300-800-222. Ian from Dover in Tassie. G'day, Ian.
Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon is, evening, sure. No, morning. Good morning. Good morning to you, really, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I've had a long day.
Have you?
Yeah, a bit.
Why? What were you doing?
Oh, I've had people standing the outside of my house.
Oh, have you?
Hmm.
Oh, even that's awesome. That's good because that means that they'll paint it, which is even better.
I hope they paint it. I'll be a bit cross if they don't.
See, that's I hope they don't say to Ian, we've painted it, mate, so see ya. If I were you, I'd be feeling it. Oh, no, you get paint, I love you, but still, I think you're going to have to.
I'll ask the neighbours. And then it's on. They've painted it.
Oh, yeah, went down and painted it. We had a good lark today. Colour? We went down and told Ian we'd painted his house. He wouldn't know the difference.
No, then it's what colour did they paint it? And the neighbour gets really quiet and walks away and don't say nothing.
See, there's more complications in your life than we've thought about, isn't it? That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Then I've got to feed the dog and it just goes on and on forever.
The dog's sitting there looking at you thinking every night he just misses the bowl. Why does he do that? Why does he just put the food in the bowl?
Well, I had a pie for lunch and she nearly argued with me.
Oh, dear.
I had a friend here and the friend was giving me a blow-by-blow description of the filthy look I was getting.
Ah, nice. Hey, tell me, between 2009 and 2016, Antigua and Barbuda's highest point was named after which US president?
What were the years again?
2009, 2016.
Barack Obama
Hill. Correct. Ooh. Yes, Barack Obama. It's now called Boggy Peak. But it was called.
Well, that's the U.S. president, isn't it?
I guess that's right.
Let me tell you, this generation coming up, unselfish, altruistic, creative, patriotic. I've seen you in every corner of the country. But for now, whether you are young or whether you're young at heart, I do have one final ask of you as your president. The same thing I asked when you took a chance on me 8 years ago. I'm asking you to believe. Not in my ability to bring about change, but in yours. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes. Although Don Watson, when I spoke to him in the first hour tonight, he thought, on balance, disappointing. Harsh, maybe. Ian?
Yes.
Question 21. We're in a real high point.
Oh, my dear Lord. Yes.
You want to stay here?
Yes.
K2. K2 is the highest point of which Asian country?
I know it's the second highest mountain in the world. It's very close to Mount Everest. And which country is it in? Oh, it's either, it's, take a punt. China.
Not China. No.
Good evening,
sir. Gets tricky. Good evening to you, Ian. Thanks. And may your aim be true.
Thank you.
And may your colour be blue. What colour are you getting it painted? Did they tell you?
Yeah, someone assured me it's going to be white. There's a can of white paint outside, apparently. And it's going to have grey roof and light grey roof and dark grey gutter.
Oh, you look very chic. At least that's what they told you.
That's what they told me.
Hopefully they haven't got rid of the old pink paint they've been trying to get rid of. That's right.
Oh, no, actually, quite seriously, I've got a bit of pink paint on the front fence.
Oh, good.
And I want it represented again on the house. It makes it, it evens it out.
See you, Ian. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we've got a few questions left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions left. We'll take answers to those straight after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
Five questions left we have. Who is going to crack it for us? Dave from Falconbridge. G'day, Dave.
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
Not too bad, yeah. You've been all right?
Yeah, getting better.
Getting better every day. That's what I like to hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Question 20, well, question 21, Dave. A real high point is where we are. K2 is the highest point of which Asian country? We've had a call. Yeah. We've had a call. An answer of China. It's not China.
Yeah, it's tricky because go one way or the other. I just remember seeing a picture that said base camp Nepal. So maybe if I go for Nepal, then.
It's going to help somebody else, isn't it, Dave? Because I think a lot of people would say Nepal, but it's not Nepal. No, no. Thanks, Dave. See ya. Bye-bye. No, it's not Nepal. Elizabeth in Melbourne. Hi, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Question number 21. Yeah, go on.
Before I attempt to answer, I want to tell you that I'm 84 and I've never been so busy in my life.
Well, so Elizabeth, at 84, you are very much a spring chicken in tonight's in tonight's parade.
Yes. Anyway, I started learning to play the piano 6 months ago and I practice for 50 minutes every day.
Oh, yeah. How are you going?
I go to the cinema. I go to exercise classes twice a week. I read books and belong to a book group.
Yeah.
I attend philosophy classes at U3A.
Yeah.
So don't tell me people sit down and watch television because I certainly don't.
Well, there's nothing wrong with sitting down and watching TV, though, Elizabeth.
No.
I think, you know, if you said one of the things I'm going to do in retirement is to sit down and watch TV, I think that's a good idea. That's all right. That's all right.
Yes, nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it at all. Hey, how are you going on the Goanna, Elizabeth? Are you getting far or not?
I am. I'm making extraordinary progress.
Can you do any more than London Bridge?
I can play Fue Lisa.
Oh, can you?
And my cousin who teaches piano says that's grade 5 and I've been learning for 6 months.
Fue Lisa, wow. Da 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 da.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Da 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 da. Hang on, that's only played with one hand, though, Elizabeth.
What? It's not.
Ah, dear. All righty. Question 21. K2 is the highest point of which Asian country? All this piano playing will only get you so far.
I'm going to guess India.
No, it's not India. No. No. Elizabeth, I hope you can work up to the Bach fugues.
Oh, I already play a Bach prelude.
What are you?
The first, he wrote umpteen preludes for the Well-Tempered Cavea, and I can play the first one.
You should write to Elon Musk and say, can I be the first woman on Mars?
no thanks. I'm happy on earth.
May you always be with us. Thank you. See you, Elizabeth. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye. Good night.
Bye. Yeah, I aspire to be like Elizabeth, says my text. Arthur from Dover, no, that is not correct. Annette from Pitt Town says, I know someone has just turned 97 and says she's declaring at 97. That's a very good effort. Peter from Five Dock. G'day, Peter.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Question 21. We're in a real high point. K2 is the highest point of which Asian country?
Is it Pakistan?
Correct. It's Pakistan, yeah. Yes. Yeah, K2 is the second highest mountain, I think, isn't it? Well, it's one of those, right?
It's right on the border there, I think.
It's on the border, that's right. All right, question number 22. One left in a real high point.
Okay.
Now, where are you? Oh, you're in Five Dock. This might be tough. What's the highest point in Western Australia?
I wouldn't have a clue. No, Mount Alice? I don't know.
No, it's not Mount Alice. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not Mount Alice. George from Melville in WA. G'day, George.
I feel I got straight through.
What's the highest point in Western Australia?
Mount Brown.
No. Sorry, George. No, not correct. Peter from Wantirna. G'day, Peter.
G'day, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good.
I've been playing some bark fugue.
Oh, have you been playing a bark fugue? Have you? Wow.
Oh, not a fugue.
Oh,
not on the guitar. No, but some preludes and gavottes and
very nice.
The lot.
Very nice.
It is. It's wonderful. He's a genius.
Tell me, what's the highest point in Western Australia?
I'm going to have a guess, Mount Stirling.
Not Mount Stirling, no.
Okay.
But you're right, Bark is or was a genius. You're quite right.
He knew how to scale a mountain.
Nice. Boom, boom. That's right. See ya. Bye. Yes, he did indeed. All right. Mike from Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
Oh, g'day, Phil. It had to come around, didn't it?
Yeah. What's the highest point in Western Australia?
Albany.
It's not Albany, no. It's not Albany. Tony in Ballarat. G'day, Tony.
G'day, Philip.
What's the highest? Yeah, go on.
I rang up for K2, Pakistan.
Yes, K2 is in Pakistan, yeah.
Yeah. The Hindu Kush, yeah.
In the Hindu Kush, yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. Question 22 we're up to. Four left here. What's the highest point in Western Australia?
The answer is Mount Meharry.
Correct. Or I think it's called Werribee Werribee.
Yes.
In Indigenous language. Werribee Werribee. Mount Meharry. Hmm. All right. Well, we've got three left and they're all in tattoos. Tony, you could win from here.
Don't know much about this one.
Richard from Mossman Park says Mount Meharry was named by my grandfather. Really? Was it? Is it only that reason? Okay. Maxine from Scarborough, Mount Meharry. Good.
Thank you for the fridge magnet that was freezing the mile.
Hey, very good. Yeah. Grumpy from West Hobart says the highest point in Western Australia is the Perth Tip. Well, actually, that's probably right. Yeah. Tony, can you play anything on the piano?
I did learn to play when I was younger. I couldn't quite read the music and play it. No. Cheese at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
My teacher at home, Jesse, I didn't ever do my practice much.
You didn't do your practice, you see, Tony. That's right. Yes. All right, we've got three left here. They're all in tattoos, okay?
Yes,
which two farm animals are traditionally tattooed on a sailor's feet to protect them from shipwrecks?
A bull and a ram?
Not a bull and a ram, no. Thanks, Tony. See you, mate. Bye-bye. No, not a bull and a ram, no. Keith is in Perth. G'day, Keith.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. You would have been all right with Mount Meharry, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would have. Yes.
What about this one? Which two farm animals are traditionally tattooed on a sailor's feet to protect them from shipwrecks?
I'm going to say a pig and what else could be there? Oh, farm animals. Oh, dear. I've been on many farms and I can't even think of another farm animal that's not a cow or a sheep. I'll say a cow as opposed to a bull.
Not correct, Keith. No.
Okay.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Not correct. Dave from North Mead says, the highest point in WA is when the West Coast Eagles win the premiership. Gee, that's going to be a while, Dave. Although they've got good draft picks, haven't they? Ashley from Albany. G'day, Ashley.
Hello.
Which two farm animals are traditionally tattooed on a sailor's feet to protect them from shipwrecks?
Well, I was answering for them the highest point in Western Australia, but we're on this one, so I don't know, like a goat and a cow?
No, not a goat and a cow. Sorry, not a goat and a cow. Jeff from Toowoomba. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, morning.
Morning. Which two farm animals are traditionally tattooed on a sailor's feet to protect them from shipwrecks?
It's a pig and a rooster.
Correct. Very good. It's a pig and a rooster, yes. Or a pig and a chicken. Well, a pig and a rooster, actually. But there you go. Two left here. All right. Question number 24. For her 81st birthday in 2016, which acting dame got a carpe diem tattoo on her right wrist, Jeff?
Which acting dame? Would it be Kate Blanchett?
Not Kate Blanchett, no, it wasn't. It wasn't Kate Blanchett, no. Val from Roebourne in the Pilbara. G'day, Val.
Pilbara, is it Val? Yeah, evening. How you going, Phil?
Not bad. For her 81st birthday in 2016, which acting dame got a carpe diem tattoo on her right wrist?
Yeah, no, I can't help you with that, sorry.
No good. All righty. Who knows the answer to this because you can win the challenge. Sam from Harvey. G'day, Sam. Hi, Sam.
Oh, hi, Philip. How are you?
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. For her 81st birthday in 2016, which acting dame got a carpe diem tattoo on her right wrist?
Dame Nellie Melba.
Not Dame Nellie Melba, no. It's not. Janet from Caulfield. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Which acting dame are we after?
Is it Judy Dench?
Correct, it is. Dame Judy Dench.
The Queen of England does not attend exhibitions of public lewdness, so something is out of joint. Come here, Master Kent. Let me look at you. Yes, the illusion is remarkable. And your error, Mr. Tilney, is easily forgiven. But I know something of a woman in a man's profession. Yes, by God, I do know about that. That is enough from you, Master Kent. Master Shakespeare, next time you come to Greenwich, come as yourself, and we will speak some more.
Yes, how good is she? How good, Janet? How good.
Yes, she's wonderful.
She is indeed. All right, well, you've got yourself into a nice position here because I know you have won a magnet before.
Yes, I've got 11.
11? Heavens above, Janet, heavens above. Well, you know, we're in this situation once more. We're in a category called tattoos, all right? Which book of the Old Testament says that, quote, you shall not incise any marks upon yourself?
Leviticus.
Correct. It is Leviticus. Yes, it is Leviticus. Well, there you go, Janet. Your collection is going to be even more replete. Good on you. We'll put you on hold. We'll put you on hold, get some details from you. How about that? Lynn, the Queensland, had a Judy Dench. Baronia from Adelaide. Marie from Bunbury. Maggie Smith. No, it wasn't Maggie. It wasn't Helen Mirren either, Francis from North Sydney. No. All right. Nice challenge, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.